Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Oh my, it just keeps getting better. I got to tell you, I learned so much from these heroes. We just learned the secrets, how to be a builder, how to be more successful. I don't care what age level you are. There's always room for improvement, and we can always learn from somebody. We started off the show with the original Data Doctor. Then we had the co-founder of Sandbox, and we just had on the CEO of the National Democratic Committee, and now she's the CEO of Dewey Square Group. But it just keeps getting better. And by the way, thank you for the feedback we continue to have from Adrian Paul. He was the original Highlander. So make sure you go to alliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com, because it is the only place where entrepreneurs align. Well, get this. He's been on TV over 500 times, been nominated for an Emmy, worked as a stuntman in an action movie. But his main objective is one thing in particular, and he's going to be sharing that today. And we have with us Mike Hayashi. You can reach him at Take Control Self-Defense. So, Mike, what is that one thing, that objective of what you do to help so many people?
My belief and my thought for every person I've ever been in front of is a woman's place is in control, and that you're worth fighting for.
And what exactly does that mean? And why is it so important? And why women?
It goes back to when I had several martial arts studios, Midwest and here, and I noticed something. Two things. One, I could count how many people I'm going to teach in my lifetime by the people walking through the door. And number two, the women weren't coming. They would drop their kids off. They would drop off their husband or boyfriend and then leave. I said, well, if they're not going to come to me, what's the other option? I decided I would take it to them. So that's when I decided to start my own company and go right to the front door of Honeywell, IBM, Apple, American Airlines, Ritz-Carlton, and actually fly out and do it at their facility. To make it as convenient as possible. And then the women would show up. They just have to walk up, walk on the door.
So tell us what you teach. And by the way, too, is this could be for a variety of size of companies and individuals and groups. Correct me, is that right?
Absolutely. I still do private lessons. I've just finished with a mother, a daughter, a 15-year-old cheerleader daughter, and a grandmother, all three, in their home.
Tell us what you teach.
The premise is that most people don't believe it's going to happen to them. So they have to get to this mindset that it could happen anytime, anywhere. And what are you prepared to do? And for the most...
Well, what could happen? First, fill us in. What could happen?
Watch the news tonight. Watch the news this week. It's happening everywhere, anywhere, in an Amish community, in Fortune 500 buildings, in public arenas, on the streets, in a parking lot, everywhere. So what I always tell people is you are the only one that can protect yourself at that moment. The police will show up if you call them. Your husband or big brother won't be there most of the time. But it happens to so many people that we now have become immune to it. We've become inundated so often through social media that when it happens now, it's not as big a deal as it used to be 20 years ago. You know, because we hear about it so often. It's just flooded.
And what's scary is about ones that, right, are not reported. I mean, how many things are not reported? Carjackings, someone getting beat up, a slight stab here and there. Is there anywhere that is safe? I mean, can that exist?
If that exists, you let me know where it is. I'm moving, because I've never found an area. You know, here's a typical example. When Aruba called me to go down after Natalie Holloway had been missing, they got the bad media blitz of it's an unsafe place. Don't send your kids here for spring break or vacation. It's one of the safest places on the planet. But because of one incident that made international news for months and months, and they made a movie about it, now people, I'm going to tell you, if I had a daughter and I was going to send her to spring break somewhere, I would send her to Aruba before I would L.A., Lake Havasu, Fort Lauderdale, Daytona.
I mean, it's incredible. And again, we're talking with Mike Hayashi. He is Take Control Self-Defense. You could reach him at TakeControlSelfDefense.com. Because you're listening to me, David Kogan, host of the Alliances Hero Show. Make sure you go to Alliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. As a matter of fact, you may have the opportunity to see Mike Hayashi live in person at one of our many grand tables and round tables and so much more. Because actually, too, not only are you an Alliances member and part of the community, you're chair of the Connectors Committee. In fact, you are very familiar with Alliances. Share with us how the experience has been and how long you've been and what impact it's made.
I walked in 4.5 years ago, invited guests, and I found out that there are so many people out there just like me. They got the same challenges, same problems, same voices that they want to talk to, but they don't know where to go. So thank you, David, for organizing this and bringing that community together. I think I have the distinct honor of being one of the top three. I think I've missed 2 or 3 meetings in 4.5 years, and that's every Tuesday. And it is not easy. It's something that I have to schedule.
Now, in regards to helping women, and you do that, and it's phenomenal too, you also, too, help those that want to be a Triple P speaker. Now, tell us about that. First of all, what that consists of. Do you is a requirement where you need to be a female or a certain age or that? But tell us what that is.
No, 2007, 2008, 2009, we all remember those years when it crashed and burned. I was teaching self-defense to realtors in an open house. So I lost 85% of my business in 37 days. I thought, okay, until the economy comes back, what do? And I was asked over and over, can you teach me how to be a professional speaker? And I thought about it. All right, so Triple P stands for persuasive, powerful, and paid. That's what makes you a professional speaker. Otherwise, you're a public speaker. So I think I've hit about 500 recently, men and women, inventors, book authors, financial advisors, you know, yoga instructors, anybody wants to get a message out and be paid or at least compensated for it, or wants to get on TV.
Now, what about those that haven't ever, you know, really presented in front of people? Do they have to have some experience before they go to you? And then what about those that are on the other side that, well, maybe think that they are so great at presenting?
Some are seasoned veterans, but they just need to be polished a little bit so they get to be hired more so than just being a guest. Some people, I've had the extreme of somebody tell me, like, I'm going to tell you, the first 2 times I got up to speak, I passed out. I mean, literally, face down, passed out. So I had my work cut out for me.
Now, one of the things, too, is share with us, is there some secrets right now that people can do to really take control of themselves and their surroundings, regardless whether male, female, or age and stuff, now, because it could happen anywhere, right? Even at home, it could happen outside the home, building, work, non-work, and so on. Some secrets can you share with us now?
It's a good question. 3 questions ask yourself right before you walk out the door every single morning. Number one, could it happen to me? And what's the answer? Of course, it's yes, it could. Not that it will, but it could. So you need to know, where am I going today? What would happen if I had a flat tire? What would happen if my car broke down? Am I going to be anywhere where I won't know a single person there, total strangers? And does anybody else know where I am? Second question is, could I stop it? What do you mean, Mike? I mean anything. Could you stop a carjacking, a purse snatching, a kidnapping attempt to your children? Could you stop it? And if the answer is no, you should start thinking, what about other things that I could use at least as an option? If it's not a weapon, then something you could use instead of a weapon. But most people have no answer. So when it happens, they've got no clue of what to do first, second, third. And the third question I ask people to ask themselves, am I worth fighting for? And teach this to your kids. Teach this to people that you love. Am I worth fighting for? The answer is obviously yes. But you have to believe that every single day before you walk out. They have a big advantage because you'll hesitate.
And at what age? You know, we've got a lot of listeners out there that have children stuff. At what age should children even start learning?
The youngest I've trained has been 4 or 5. When they're starting school and, you know, they're leaving the door, you know, their front door to go out to somewhere public like a school. But my oldest student's been 97. So anywhere in between, if you're going to be out and you're going to be in this world, how to be a little safer in an unsafe world.
Well, absolutely phenomenal. Well, definitely, Mike Hayashi, you protect women and men and help them stay in control. You help them become better presenters. That's a hero, making an impact, building the community. That's what it's about. Mike Hayashi, Take Control Self-Defense. You can reach him at takecontrolselfdefense.com. This has been David Kogan with Alliances.
You have been listening to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. Alliances is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups. To present your superpower, visit www.alliances.com.